News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark is here this morning. Trish just made herself, her presence known. You know, Trish, I've never seen anybody break, completely take a stand and take it apart in 1 second.
The way I you just absolutely did not know then, my own strength.
And then we couldn't do anything by getting it back except Bob had to run over here and he
The You're scene hero, was remarkable. Yes. Anybody who's in the military would know the parable of the monkeys and the football, and we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know how you do that. Anyway, good morning, my friends. It's Thursday, May the 23rd, and it is 7:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-456. And we're streaming live, of course, on KCNR1460.com. We are finally. Hey, good morning, Bad Bob.
Yes, good morning.
Did that make your day feel better? Because up to then, you've been kind of...
I've been in a real hate relationship with computers over the last 24 hours.
Yeah, your personal computer went down, and then now, you know, we had the, our computer in the studio, which is, runs nonstop night and day, is kind of, it has to make up its mind whether it's going to jump forward or go back or something like this. Well, our the guy that built it was in here last
night. But
we
soldier on, yes.
We soldier on. We had to put in a new router in last night because that got fried somehow. There was a power surge or something.
Anyway, so I just dropped everything off by coming in and breaking
you come in, and the one thing that's non-electronic, you just take apart. How do you do that, Trish? Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. How are you? I'm just, on a roll here today. I don't know. Maybe go back to bed and get up again and start this over, because it's got to get better. It's not going to get worse, I think.
No, it's going to be fine. Now, we've got a lot of things to talk about today.
We do.
It is. So what's weather today?
Well, you know what? It's windy. I know that. It's about 60 degrees out there right now, I think. And partly sunny with a high near 71. Northwest wind 6 to 14 miles per hour south to the in the afternoon. And winds could... gust as high as 18 miles per hour, and it just seems windier than that. Possibility of rain over the weekend.
Oh, okay. Well, it's been really cool. This, you know, I mean, you went outside this morning, and I walked outside this morning with Elk Killer, and she hopped onto the grass, which had been watered, and she was just, you know, gave me a dirty look.
You know. It was, you know, 50 yesterday, during the day in the 50s, which is, that's really strange for this time of year.
Yeah, it is.
The weather as always is brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards, and tonight is pizza night up at Anselmo's, and you need to call and make a reservation or reserve your pizza.
There you go, 474-5546. And now, as we do Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, right here on KCNR, we have our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisors, Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets continue to pull back this morning. Currently, the Dow's down 90 points at 15,216, while the Nasdaq's down 22 at 3,441, and the S&P 500's down 13 at 1,641. Oil's down $1.69 a barrel at 92.59, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.18%. Gold's up $24.60 this morning at $1,392, while silver's down 8 pennies at $22.40 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Microsoft's down 45 cents at $34.15, Google's down $7.45 at $881.97, and Apple is down a buck at $440.80. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley, the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905. Just like we said, give them a call at 530-243-7561 because they're the ones that can tell you how to kind of work your way through Wall Street, if anybody can. All right, we're going to take a quick break. These are subjects we're going to talk about. I have done nothing wrong. However, I am going to plead.
And I didn't know anything about it.
And I didn't know anything about it. However, I am going to plead the Fifth. I want to protect myself under the Fifth Amendment about, self-incrimination. Okay. That, of course, was from, Lois Lerner head of the IRS.
Yeah.
Then we want to talk about what 55 Colorado sheriffs just did yesterday. It's kind of interesting. And then, of course, other things, what happened in England. To that soldier, prices on houses going up. We got all types of things we're going to talk about today with Trish Clark. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. This is Free Fire Radio. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight, starting at 6 p.m. A lot of good guests and a lot of good giveaways there. We'll be right back.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Paint Mart for service and quality.
Charlie, how long is it going to take you to paint this house? You told me it would be done months ago.
Remember I told you it needed to be cleaned and sprayed and, yeah, I just don't have the money.
Yeah, nice try, Toots. You need to trot right on down to the Paint Mart.
Hi, this is Jeff. At the Paint Mart, we're the one-stop solution for all our customers. Right now, you can use a paint sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day with the purchase of 10 gallons of quality Benjamin Moore paint or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. This limited time offer is good at any of our three stores in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Indoors or out, paint smart and save with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints with all the tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Ah, great. Now what excuse can I use?
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, good morning. It is 7:14 in the morning. I have no idea what the temperature is. It's around 60, though. We'll probably get that at some point. Bob is trying to fix the computer, which we've had guys working on all last night, but it seems to be working semi. Yeah, it's one of those, here and that. So we may not have bump music, or we may have bump music. It hasn't made up its mind yet. Anyway, let's start talking about things. This incident in England. I mean, there's a woman that became kind of the hero of this whole thing by calling these guys off and keeping them occupied, but Have you read about this?
A little bit, but I think the first thing that jumped at me is the fact that they have a city, a country with no cops with no guns.
Right.
And I found it interesting that none of them showed up until the guys with the guns came.
Well,
I mean, they were probably police officers. Well, Bobby's right around the corner.
Some of the police officers they carry, but not on them. But they've got access to weapons. They have to. Whether they're in cars or they've got them in some, I don't know where, but they do have access because it appears that this British soldier was walking down the street. This car hits him, drags him down. They jump out. They start to cut off. He said they had a saw with them. They had the whole thing. And this woman's talking to him. She says, What are you doing? And he says, British soldiers have killed Muslims and we're tired of it. And she engages them in conversation saying, you shouldn't do this. And, they're talking about this is why we're doing it. And it gave the police, the bobbies, a chance to show up. And when they did, the bobbies shot them a few times. I mean, these guys, I mean, they're not dead, I don't believe, but
they're in custody. They're wounded.
But they ran over he was a British soldier, and that was their target.
And then they told her that. I read part of it. What amazed me is that the story was more violence when the police showed up. They characterized it as saying more violence and they made the people who did it sound like the victims because the police shot them.
Huh.
I mean, when I first heard the story, I went, well, wait, who's what? And it took a while to get to the fact. So once again, the liberal media wants to make it look like they shouldn't have been shot, even though what the horrible thing they were doing to this soldier.
Yeah, they had already, and they had an overhead shot of where they had hit him with the car and drug him down the street before they did this.
And they said that the lady was a Boy Scout leader. Was she an American?
No. She was local. In fact, her son tweeted, my mom is a, bleep, bleep, hero or tough woman or something like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, speaking of something like that, you remember the incident at with the army doctor at I believe it's Fort Hood, Texas. He killed the 19 people, including the pregnant woman, and
yes,
all this. And
I
he's
do.
Been on trial, and he's been wanting to grow his beard, and because the prosecutor said you're not going to grow your beard, they removed the prosecutor because he was too.
Harsh.
And then they had, so they brought in somebody else. They won't give the soldiers that were there will never get the Purple Heart because they said, well, even though that this, could be considered a terrorist attack, they're not doing it, but it sure as heck isn't workplace violence when the guy's yelling Allah Akbar and he starts shooting these people. Well, just to let you know is that while some of the people that have been wounded have still not received received the care and all of the
recognition.
The recognition. Well, not the recognition, but the care and the medical support, because some of them were civilians, is that the shooter himself has received over $278,000 in pay and allowances because he's still on active duty. So he is receiving his pay and allowances plus free board, free food, free medical care. And hell, the medical care must be up into the millions by now. And he sits there and
for workplace violence.
It's not workplace violence.
Well, I know, but that's what they're still characterizing.
That's what they're trying to say it is. It's workplace violence, and they can't. Yeah, they don't. They're not saying it's a act of war or an act of terror or the fact that what he did was planned. He came in. He had correspondence with imams who were violent and were leading him this way, and this army physician, who had been identified as a problem, and the Army continued to let him serve without smacking him down, which to me ought to be a lawsuit right there by some civilian, ought to just say, you know what, just here, give me all the money that you're going to give illegals or the Islamic militants in Saudi Arabia or Pakistan, just give it to us because, it's more fair at least it stays here and doesn't go to our enemies. So here's this guy getting $278,000 since he's done those killings.
And is the trial ever going to take place?
Who knows? Maybe they're waiting to see if he walks again. So he has a better chance in court.
Yeah,
who knows? No, this is true. He does because he hasn't been found guilty and you can't suspend his pay. in the military. If he had been a civilian worker, they could have suspended his pay right then. But because he's in the military and he hasn't been found guilty, now he could forfeit it all at the end. When they find him guilty, he could forfeit it all. But let's take a break. And did you know that? See,
no,
these
I,
are little things that you probably didn't see that, you know, that kind of.
Yeah, I was totally unaware of that.
Come across my screen every day. All right, we'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. What do you want to talk about when we get back? IRS?
IRS. Let's talk about the IRS.
Let's talk about the IRS. We'll talk about that when we get back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, this is Free Fire Radio.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else in, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine, matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
911.
She shot him. She shoot him.
My wife is a hero. She protected her kids. She did what she was supposed to do as a responsible, prepared gun owner.
This is Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The time is now for safe, effective, NRA-certified firearms training. And if I can provide your firearms, ammunition, and the best training in the state, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at NorCalFI.com, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
There is no better word in the English language than the word free, and BNT Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no muss, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, BNT Satellite. All you have to do is call BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
Friday through Monday, it's the big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Reading Convention Center. Save on hundreds of new and quality pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Hundreds of vehicles priced to sell. Many of them still with their factory warranty. Bankers on site ready to finance. Incredible trade-in value. This is the car and truck savings event. You can't miss the big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Reading Convention Center. Friday through Monday.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Mistake Granite and Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, our bump music today. For some reason, the computer is not letting us have the bump music. So I think Bob's going to try and...
The situation is being worked on.
Yeah, can you bump it over from your computer to do that?
That's what I'm doing right now, sir.
Oh, okay. You've had 15 minutes to do the impossible. And you haven't done it yet. Okay, just asking. Well, it's good to see Bob on his hands and knees on the floor again. It's like the old days when we first got the, you know, the station on the air. Bob would be crawling, low crawling like he is now underneath the tables while we're talking. And, you know, it was just like the first day. You know, every so often you have to go back and revisit that. Trish Clark, of course, is my guest host on Thursdays because Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott. Okay. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, man, if you don't need coffee this morning, it's 48 degrees, plus anything you can want in cold drinks. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. And veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Great people down there. They always treat you really good. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Now, do you feel like pleading the fifth today?
I think so, but first I want to state everything from my point of view and my side of the story, and I want to put it all on the record exactly how I want you to believe this. And then I'm going to take the fifth, and you can't ask me any questions whatsoever, Carl.
Wait a minute. That doesn't seem fair.
Well, but that's what I'm going to do, and I'm the head of the IRS and probably one of the ones that knew all about this and had the discussions with whoever else knew all about this. But I didn't do anything wrong, and I haven't done anything criminal, and so now I'm going to take the fifth.
Well, wait a minute. If you did nothing wrong, why do you have to take the fifth?
Well, because that's what it's for.
It means, though, is that, you know, but this has been going on since 2010.
It doesn't have to. You don't have to be guilty. You don't have to be guilty of something to take the fifth. I mean, what's wrong with you, Carl?
But this has been going on since 2010. You even wrote a letter in 2011, said don't do this. And then it's still doing it 2 years later.
But I didn't do anything wrong. And I'm taking the fifth because I'm not answering your question.
Maybe it's because we'll ask you if President Obama knew.
Well, I'm not answering that question.
Well, how about this? Did Eric Holder know?
You can't ask me any questions because I'm taking the fifth. And I'm not going to – you can ask me questions all day long, but I'm not going to answer them.
Did – okay.
That's kind of insane.
Can I see where we're going here?
Well, I mean, that was incredible.
Is your name Lois? Is your name Lois Leonard?
Yeah, Lerner. That was just absolutely incredible. And I don't know what the gentleman's name who said, wait a minute, she's already given up her right. That's not how the Fifth Amendment ends.
That's right.
I have to think about that. That was just, do they not know what they're doing? Do you think that's
do I think that Congress knows what they're doing?
Is there a possibility?
No, it's obviously not. They probably know things like they know where the men's room is, and they know where the cloakroom is, and they know where the free food is, and they know how to sign up for their better medical care plan than any of us will ever see. They know all about that stuff because they're trained in that one right away. But for things like what's in Obamacare, well, let's just get it passed. We'll find out. Oh, was that in there? Well, I think we better change that.
Well, and you know the issue is because ever since Obama has been in office. Congress, if people are paying attention, are doing very little. They haven't done a budget. They don't pass a lot of legislation.
Congress has passed a budget. It's the Senate and Obama.
Well, the whole of the, they're not doing much is the point.
There's no leadership.
He's doing it, but he's doing it through executive order and all of his czars. So a lot of laws have been passed, a lot of rules and regulations and things are taking place coming out of Washington, D.C., but they're not going through the process that we set up when we set up our Constitution to create those laws. Have them discussed in the Congress, have them discussed in the Senate, have them go, House does everything, and then the President signs it. He's just bypassing the other branch of government, and he's just making the rules.
Okay, I've got 2 minutes here before we have to go to break, and then we have guests coming in. So should I talk about the 55 Colorado sheriffs that are standing together and filing a lawsuit against the state because of two of the laws they've passed? Remember, all the states are vying to see who could be the craziest about passing stupid gun laws.
Yes.
And Colorado's got to be right up there in the top three. Well, 55 sheriffs out of 62, maybe it's 56 out of 62, have stood up and said, and together in a meeting said, two of these laws are totally unconstitutional and unenforceable. And they filed suit against their own state. To say we can't enforce them. And they're not constitutional. I mean, my God, he said, what do you want us to do here? These are stupid. The people never even had a chance to even look at these.
Well, you know, the sheriffs actually take an oath of office when they're sworn in as well to uphold the Constitution and uphold the Constitution.
They're an elected official.
State.
That's right.
They're an elected official. And so they, see right up that they can't, they have to support the Constitution. I admire them for taking this stand and going forward.
So do I. You know, the other thing, too, is that we need to take a look at, we start talking about city council races. That city council, there's no Republican, Democrat, blah, blah, blah in it. Wrong. We need to start taking a look at when people are running for office, whether they're city council or board of supervisors. We need to take a look at who is your political affiliation with and who did you vote for? You know, if you say, you're here to, you want to represent the whole city, But you're a Democrat who voted for Obama and believes in Obamacare and believes in regulation, restricting the Second Amendment and other things, then perhaps we don't want them to represent us.
Well, you know, they are nonpartisan races, and they don't have to say who they are, but you need to know your candidate.
You can ask
and what
them,
they
and
believe
if they
in.
Refuse to answer, then there's something wrong there. We'll be right back after these messages.
From the Fox Business Network, the recent stock market value has come to a screeching halt. Stocks are tumbling as investors fear the Federal Reserve will taper its bond buying program to stimulate the economy. Weak data on China's economy is also taking a toll. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down almost triple digits. Meanwhile, Virgin America is flying into the number one spot as the most popular airline. According to Consumer Reports, Virgin scored 89 out of 100, winning the top spot in its first year ever on the list. JetBlue and Southwest round out the top three, respectively. Consumer Reports ranked airlines based on comfort, cleanliness, and service. And Smashburger's co-founder wants to serve pizza Chipotle style. The concept? Customize oven-baked pizzas that are made and served within minutes of ordering. Live Basil Pizza is already planning more outlets following its launch today in the Denver area. Customers will go through a line and choose which ingredients they want on their thin crust pizzas before the dough goes into the oven. The pizza can cook in 150 seconds. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent of Sheldon Largent Realty and the Kurt Largent Radio Show, heard every Saturday here on KCNR 1460 from 9 to 10. I would like to take this opportunity to personally invite you to attend a real estate clinic brought to you by Ready Bank of Commerce Mortgage with Chris Lamb and Sheldon Largent Realty. At this clinic, we will be discussing Reading's hot real estate topics, everything from flipping homes, first-time buyers, understanding how banks work as sellers, creative financing for buying investment properties, building wealth with real estate, and Chris will tell you how to buy even with zero down. There's also the difficult question of how to get your offer accepted with multiple offers. There's much, much more we'll talk about. In fact, if you're desperate to sell your home, come to this seminar. We'll make you an offer to purchase your home and close it in 10 days. This seminar will be held Thursday, May 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop. The seating is limited, so to guarantee a seat, please call 530-282-1767. That's 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop, and we hope to see you there.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
He's got his music back.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Community Talk Radio for the North State. Carl Botten, Trish Clark, good morning. It is 7:34. It's, it's like 48 degrees out there, 50 degrees this morning because of being so cold. Linda, of course, is on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, 6 p.m., so I hope that everybody tunes in. She's got great guests, and she's always giving away something. I don't know what's going on, but she's always got something to give away. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, featuring an in-store deli and Redding's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. The North State's nutrition experts are the people at Orchard Nutrition. 221 Locust Street in Redding. Give them a call at 244-9141. 244-9141. Great people at Orchard Nutrition. We're like Joe and his family. Okay, Trish, you had something. Let's be positive here.
Absolutely, because I just made a great discovery, and I think it's wonderful the things that we have here in the North State, and a lot of which we don't know anything about. Last week, I had the opportunity to go out. They were doing a celebration or a retirement party for Rob Burrows, who was retiring from
23 years in the Navy.
In the Navy, and they had it at the wonderful Military Museum out on Airport Road.
Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
It is incredible. Absolutely incredible. I bet that the majority of citizens in Shasta County have no idea that that is there and the memorabilia that he has put together. And that is a
people have donated
notch museum.
Yeah. Other museums have donated exhibits to Rob in the museum. And you can't talk about the museum without talking about Rob Burrows. First of all, because Rob's the one that started it. There's been people, of course, so many people have helped him with it. But Rob has spearheaded it. He's pushed it. He's, you know, gosh knows, it's probably taken 50 years off his life.
Well, it is. You enter in at the Civil War.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful displays, incredible memorabilia that he has collected, and it goes all the way through. He has, as I understand, there is so much more stuff that needs to be displayed.
They don't have enough room.
They don't have enough room. This community absolutely needs to get behind this whole project, to get involved and build the beautiful museum, but the pictures there of what they dream of doing. You know, I'm a museum person, and I love military museums, our history. I think it's so important that our children know and our grandchildren know how we got where we are in this wonderful country, and I'm a real flag waver, so I love this stuff. And I do a lot of traveling, and I go to museums all throughout the United States. This is comparable to anything I've seen. It's absolutely phenomenal.
Well, it is phenomenal, and he's got, besides that, he has a photo, a large photo, one that covers, like, you know, it's like a large poster that shows the ships at Pearl Harbor on December 7th, taken from the cockpit of a Japanese plane getting ready to go into the attack.
Wow.
I don't know if you saw that one on the side. They actually have the World War I uniform that Bad Bob wore in combat. And,
wow.
Yeah.
I was absolutely, speechless as I walked through. And that takes a lot.
Come on now. If you were speechless, then this was, you know what, the exhibits he has there are spectacular. I mean, we're giving the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum, which is out on Airport Road. You go right past the airport and it's right there on your left hand side. And it's, you know, it could be one of the top tour spots in the North State.
Right next to the Redding Airport.
If we can get it off the ground there. Because they have extra room. They have tanks. They have planes. They have everything. They have everything there just waiting for a home. And, you know, we build a lot of things around here. You know, we give lots of money to, you know, railroads to nowhere. And
well, this is something this community needs to get behind. And I certainly am going to get more involved in it because
you got me all fired up again about it too.
Well, I'll tell you what, I couldn't believe. I mean, and you know, and Rob, I've talked to him so many times. He's invited me there. I keep saying I was going to go out, And I was just so pleased that I actually finally did that. And I'm going to go back and completely, Barry Zanny's out there, during the day, I understand, and one of the tour guides.
Oh.
Barry's retired from the, county district attorney's office, I believe.
Oh.
And so I'm going to go out and he's going to give me a tour and I'm looking forward to that. But wow, I had to give a shout out to the community about that because I just think that people are unaware what a jewel
it is. Clean. It's got a lot of explanation there. You can get, like you said, Dawson's that'll take you, through the area there and tell you what is what. You know, my dream has always been is to make that much money that I can make one entire wing and name it after my parents who were both soldiers during World War II.
Well, there you go.
There you go. So I've got to figure a way to give them $1 million there. I could write him a check.
Well, I could too, but you couldn't buy much with it.
Well, you could. I wouldn't want him to cash it right away. All right, we'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, KCNR 1460. We get back. I want to talk about, local issue here. It was front page, and I think we do need to talk about this, is that the city attorney, Rick DuVernay, he's a nice guy. I like, Rick has been on the show several times. He got a good report from the city council. It was a 3-2 on his capabilities. And I'm not sure from the story, I have to go back and look at it again, but it's maybe tied to the fact if he gets a good report, then he gets a raise. And if he gets one that's not as good, he doesn't get a raise. I'm not sure if that's really part of it, but let's talk about Rick DuVernay when we get back.
To Paint for service and quality.
Charlie, how long is it going to take you to paint this house? You told me it would be done months ago.
Remember I told you it needed to be cleaned and sprayed and, I just don't have the money.
Yeah, nice try, Toots. You need to trot right on down to the Paint Mart.
Hi, this is Jeff. At the Paint Mart, we're the one-stop solution for all our customers. Right now, you can use a paint sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day with the purchase of 10 gallons of quality Benjamin Moore paint or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. This limited time offer is good at any of our three stores in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Indoors or out, paint smart and save with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints with all the tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Ah, great. Now what excuse can I use?
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah! Pump music. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning. It is 7:44 in the morning.
And it's 54 degrees.
Yeah, you know what? It's going to be a great day. I mean, this whole week, 70s and maybe some rain.
If we can get rid of the wind, though. I mean, you know, the problem is the fire danger, even though we're getting this cooler weather, but it's dry and that wind is just drying out everything. We need to get some rain to, or the fire danger is going to be incredible.
And we're going to talk about that. We've got a guest coming in the near future to talk about that. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Their phone number is 221-2642. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. Make sure that your air conditioner, is working or your system's working. Get all the filters checked. They come in, they do twice a year checkup on your equipment, and they make sure everything's working. And it's very reasonable, and they do good work, and they guarantee their work. That's Alliance Heating and Air, 530-221-2642. Martin and his guys, they're really good people. Rick DuVernay was up, and ordinarily I wouldn't even mention this because I wouldn't even know about it, but he came up for a vote of, they had to vote about what kind of job Rick DuVernay is doing. And the council voted 3-2 that he was doing a...
They did, I found it interesting, and I'm not sure, I don't know all the circumstances and really didn't read that, but I suppose I'll just talk about it anyway.
Why should you be different than anybody else that's on the radio or TV?
Well, it surprises me because usually personnel issues, are done in closed session.
Yeah.
And you do evaluations and it was my understanding, it could be wrong, mm-hmm. but the employee has to agree to have issues about his job or his performance discussed in open session.
That's strange, isn't it?
That's what struck me strange about it. I mean,
front page work. What kind of job is Rick DuVernay doing now? The thing is there's been a lot of people that have been after his scalp, and here's the reasons. The big reason I believe is the library. That just infuriated both sides of the spectrum when the
pretty much everybody
when. But here's the other thing is, this was a city council in Rick DuVernay that did this. Rick DuVernay just doesn't say, oh, I think I'm going to poke a couple of bears in the eye, like Shasta County did with Anselmo. So the city council
the board of supervisors
should be held responsible for that one too. But DuVernay went into it and, against the ACLU and the Tea Party. And they lost the case. Now, at this point, you would have thought that our city council would have said, you know, that's enough of this. You know, we've lost and, you know, it doesn't look like it's going to get any better. But either through DuVernay saying we can win this or whatever, in the city council acquiescing, they went forward to the next level.
They filed an appeal.
And got whacked again. So they lost. The other thing that people are talking about with DuVernay was the RCAC, with the fact that the contract that was signed allowed all the equipment to go to stay with the old nonprofit, which essentially they're trying now to sell the equipment for hundreds of thousands of dollars. So that was a mistake, and that was wrong. And then I think there was something else too. There's been other litigation that has impacted on the city. I mean, we all know this. However, you can't take away from the fact is that the city council, our elected representatives, were in lockstep here, except for the ones that voted against it. And you know that Jones voted against it. But, I mean, what do you think?
Well, absolutely. But I still find it interesting that they're doing this in open session. I have a hard time talking about issues in the city of Reading because I honestly don't.
Yeah.
I don't live in the city of Reading,
that's what they said here. There's other people outside the city of Reading that have a lot of comments.
Well, they do, and I certainly find it interesting that they're doing it in open session. They have this discussion, and evidently the point is that now, do you go forward with the raise on a 3-2 vote?
Well, obviously you do because it says here is that Jones said that. Well, you know, because it had something to do with the raise, he was against it. Does that mean is that Jones thought he was doing a good job except for the race? Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Hey, Carl. Hey, Trish.
Good morning, Terry.
Carl, it, I'm having a hard time hearing you guys. I don't know whether that's the phone line. I heard Bob okay, but I don't know whether it is, but.
Could be the phone line.
So maybe just yell at me.
Okay.
You know, if you're wanting to ask me something or say something, yell, because I can't barely hear. But I don't have a dog in the hunt in this, situation with DuVernay. Our Tea Party wasn't the one that was involved in all that, as you know. But the one question, I mean, you know, I'm just, my only question would be is, well, I guess he's a nice guy and we should give everybody raises, right? I mean, we're plush with money and we need police and we need a, but we, let's give them raises. We're going on a raise happy thing. And I'm a little surprised at Mayor Bassetti only in regards to the fact that he was preaching fiscal conservatism when he was running for assembly. And I know because I had his sign. I voted for the guy and I'm just seeing a huge turnaround in where he is. And it's weird. And this thing with DuVernay, another raise in the city. What do you guys really think about that?
Well, the RU also is getting raises there.
Right.
You know, frankly, I'm not sure since we've got a $300 million, in unfunded liabilities facing us it's here. I mean, and it's going to get worse. If you just look at just the statistics on paper, things are going to get worse, Terry. So when I see people getting raises that are making enough to live on and to live comfortably on, I believe that's true, for Mr. DuVernay and that. But, I'm not in that day to day, but it seems like to me before we would give raises to people, we would do things like, fix our streets or make sure we got enough police on the streets.
Well, I agree. I mean, that's where I think the money ought to go, really. I mean, if you're going to start, helping people, let's help, our fire and police. I it just really kind of amazes me. And you hit the nail on the head. If somebody's making six figures, or in this case, I think it's maybe double six figures. When you have a situation where somebody's making, $180,000, $200,000 a year plus benefits, I mean, I don't know how they live on it here in Reading with everything being so expensive,
Well,
honestly, we're going to give raises to these guys. And I'm trying to figure out what's going on. What was Jones's and Cad's position in voting against this? What was their position?
Well, it says in the paper that they said it would lead to a raise. And that's why they voted against it, is the way I took way it was written in the paper. But you can't always take the way it's written in the paper for gospel.
I don't think it was clear exactly what the discussion was, as far as I could tell, except there was some discussion about different cases and how they did it. Devil's advocate, you have to give raises over a period of time, or people start going to other jurisdictions and you lose good people. So there is a time when maybe this isn't one of those instances.
We have to break here. We're over our limit here, Terry, but thanks for the phone call. But just one last thought here is that for 180,000 plus benefits, I can't believe there's not a lot of lawyers out there swimming in the sea that went and just chomped down on that one. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages. Okay. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindolelis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR, as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, good morning. It is April the 23rd. It is 54 degrees out there, and it's 7:55 in the morning. You know what? This portion of the show is brought to you by Mount Shasta Springwater. They get their water from the base of Mount Shasta. It's clean and pure, and it's their own private spring. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or visit them at mountshastaspringwater.com. Somebody just was writing to us in the chat room, lots of comments in the chat room, and it says that probably he's getting a review because he's getting ready to, you know, his contract's up, and that's why all this was done. And that a lot of times that raises are built into the contracts.
And I hadn't thought of that. I knew that there was probably more to the story
than the record searchlight found out or even told us.
Well,
could be.
That's exactly right.
I know that's
right.
Hard to believe. You know, Bruce Ross. Oh, let's go to the phones. Charles, thank you for waiting, Charles.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
yeah,
Charles.
Duvernay's performance evaluation was not handled in open session. It was done in closed session. However, ordinary citizens have the same right to comment on closed session items as they do on open session items. It's just the city council cannot respond in open session. So,
but the article,
and then they have to take those comments with them when they go into closed session.
But the article indicated that the comments being made were by the members of the council, not by the public. That was my, why I questioned it.
I was actually there.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, I wasn't. I was just.
So where do they do this at, Charles?
Any comments that are made by.
Where did they hold it at?
I think there's a conference,
Okay. There's a separate conference room that they go to.
Where they do the closed session stuff?
Yes. Yeah, they do, but I was unaware of anything other than what we read in the paper. Certainly was not in attendance, and it seemed.
Lesson learned.
Yeah, see, well, absolutely. I know, and I actually said that up front, that all I knew was what was in the paper, and probably that wasn't enough to comment intelligently about it.
So, anyway.
But we said we'd talk about it anyway.
The only way we know what happens really in that closed session room is if somebody who was in the room talks to the media.
And they're not supposed to discuss what happens in closed session.
Well, beyond what is considered reportable.
Exactly.
At the end of closed session, somebody walks
any
out
action,
of the room.
Any action
well,
taken.
You know what? Here's the thing about it, and we've got to run Charles's this. If the city council said that Rick Duvernay was not doing his job, then it meant they weren't doing their job because he is an extension of their will. If they said sue and fight this thing in the library, if they had said no, we're not going to do that, then it wouldn't have happened. He can't do it by himself.
Right.
So
if the city council said he's not doing a good job, it's because they have told him to pursue something. Anyway, we got to run, Charles. And, you know, like I said, I don't know if DuVernay did a, you know, was doing a good job or bad job. It seems like there's a mixture there, but, you know, again, Trish, somebody's responsible.
Well, the city council ultimately is responsible for his behavior.
Right. Okay. We got to run. We'll be back after this. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He once vowed to close Guantanamo. Today, President Obama will again make his case in a major counterterrorism speech. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
Under fire from civil liberty groups and foreign nations for his conduct of the war on terror, President Obama will lay out his justification and a clarification of it. Press Secretary Jay Carney says it includes the future of the Guantanamo Bay terrorist detention.
The president is considering a range of options for ways that we can reduce the population there and move toward ultimate closure.
On his targeted drone strikes overseas, the president will argue it's necessary, legal, and just. But the American Civil Liberty Union's Christopher Anders says it's out of control.
This is a program that seems to be backfiring and doing no good for the United States.
Four Americans have been killed in such attacks. Dave?
Mike, Republicans are considering calling Lois Lerner to testify before Congress again. She's the IRS official who yesterday insisted that she is innocent in the IRS targeting of the conservative groups, then took the Fifth, refusing to answer questions at a House hearing. South Carolina Republican Trey Gowdy says what happens next is unclear.
Are we going to hold her in contempt? Are we going to put her in jail? Are we going to offer her immunity, which I would not be a fan of? Or are we going to try to build a case without using her testimony?
Tears and rain falling today in tornado-ravaged Moore, Oklahoma. The first of 24 funerals for the 9-year-old girl killed at her torn-apart school. The rain falling is adding to the cleanup misery. 13,000 homes were damaged or destroyed. Boy Scout leaders from across the country vote today in Texas, considering letting openly gay boys be members.
Scouting doesn't ban gays. Scouting bans gay activism. And that's the issue here.
So John Stemberger is against the change. Jennifer Tyrell's for it.
No one, young or old, should ever be told that they're not good enough.
She was a Cub Scout leader.
They are.
Until she was removed for being lesbian. The ban on gay adult leaders is not being voted on today. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 70 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest online cycling retailer, has created the largest sales event in their 31-year history. Now through Memorial Day, everything's on sale at performancebike.com. Over 10,000 items, all on sale with savings up to 70% off. Save on every bike we sell and all the gear you need for every style of riding. Every helmet, jersey, short, shoe, part, accessory, everything is on sale. The Everything's on Sale event at performancebike.com runs through Memorial Day. Don't miss it.
Get a free Samsung Rugby 3 when you switch your business to AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk on America's fastest 4G LTE network. Instant communication, and you can talk to up to 250 people at once. And with AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk, get a free Samsung Rugby 3 for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service. Visit an AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to switch today and get a free Samsung Rugby 3. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer, free phone on new activations only, requires tier commitment to eligible plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
The father of the Chechen immigrant shot and killed by law enforcement in Florida says he regrets letting his son come to America. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has the latest on the shooting live in Miami.
Well, Dave, Ibrahim Todashev's father learned the FBI shot and killed his son when one of his son's friends called him. The FBI was at his Orlando-area apartment questioning him early Wednesday about a triple homicide in Massachusetts when an altercation began. A source tells Fox's Orlando TV station WOFL Todashev was about to sign a confession. He has a record for arrests for violence in the past. Todashev reportedly knew deceased Boston bomb suspect Tamerlan Tsarnaev. Both were from the same region of southern Russia, but the two were not reportedly friends, and Todashev has not been implicated as a terrorist, Dave.
Eben, average rates on fixed mortgages are up for a third week in a row, hitting their highest level since mid-March. Freddie Mac puts the 30-year loan now to 3.59%. I'd never do this, and I'm about half his age.
He became the first to scale Mount Everest at age 70, then again 5 years later, and now he's done it aged 80. Yuichi Ramura phoned his family from the summit. They say he's incredible because earlier this year he had heart surgery. But the octogenarian may only be in the record books for a short while. He has a rival. A Nepalese man of 81 is preparing to scale Mount Everest next week. In Tokyo, Alistair Wankin, Fox News Radio.
People being taken out to the ball game. Tonight in Tennessee, won't be getting any peanuts with their Cracker Jack. It's a peanut-free game at the Smokies Minor League Stadium, which has been scrubbed clean to appeal specifically tonight to fans with peanut allergies. A vendor at the Houston Astros Minute Maid Park has been fired. Why? Well, a fan took a video of him going to the bathroom and putting a tray of snow cones he was selling on the floor of his stall while he did his business. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl, Linda Bott. Well, Linda's off because she's got On the Spot with Linda Bott. So Trish Clark is here. It's Thursday. She's always with us on Thursday.
Good morning.
She's our co-host on Thursdays forever. So, good. All right. Now, it's 8:05 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And look how, it's going to be abnormal weather this week.
We're having just incredibly different weather for this time of year. It's 54 degrees, partly sunny with a high near 71 today. Northwest wind 6 to 14 miles per hour. Actually, it's 57 degrees as we speak, but the wind is supposed to ease up by tomorrow. But stay cloudy and cool and possibly rain by the first of the week or over the weekend. Different than it usually is this time of year. We had the 90s and now we're back in the 50s. That's strange.
Yep.
Weather's brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards, which is tonight. It's pizza night.
Pizza night. Music on the weekends. In fact, I know people going up there today to do some sporting clays.
Horseback riding, all kinds of stuff going on.
You can look at the chapel. You can have a tour of the chapel. You just can't pray in the chapel unless you're invited. And of course, and I understand also is that there's just a number of different things they're doing up there to try to get together with the county. Hey guys, enough of this. You know, there's been things floated back and forth. Let's just hope that somebody in the county shows some leadership.
Raise this to a level of common sense and adulthood. Yeah, get beyond this, straighten it out. And, you know, this is another one of those things in our county. Yeah. That could be a real asset to Shasta County, and we just need to get beyond it.
They could put more money and build more things and make it better for people up here. Board of Supervisors, come on. Let's get together, find out what can make it work, and be the leaders that we voted you in to do. And, cause I know people want to solve this thing. I know when someone wants to solve this thing is, why can't we do this? Okay, this didn't mean to be a political thing, but,
It's irritating because it's such a beautiful venue up there.
It's two more sheriffs.
And we need to get beyond spending money over this issue and just solve it.
It's two sheriffs. We could hire two more sheriff's deputies out of this.
For what we're spending for the attorneys.
That's right.
And, exactly.
And, you know, trust me, and someone can go on this just, you know, at this rate, only another 100 years. So, okay. Hey, look, let's go. Let's go to our, it's time for the Market Minute and our Wells Fargo advisor. Let's go to Josh Wiley. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets continue their move lower this morning. Currently, the Dow's down 30 points at 15,277, while the Nasdaq's down 10 at 3,453, and the S&P 500's down 8 at 1,646. Oil's down $1.14 at $93.14 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.21%. Gold's up $17.20 at $1,384, while silver's down 13 pennies at $22.35 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, 3M's down 92 cents at $109.86, Disney's down 53 cents at $65.04, and GE is down 4 dimes at $23.45. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. They're located down on Park Marina Drive, or give them a call at 530-243-7561. Wells Fargo, I mean, not, Wall Street, as you can tell, go up and down, up and down, up and down. They can see things that, oh, this looks like some indicators. This is a good way to maybe buy. This is a time probably to hang on or sell. But you need advisors on that. And that's our Wells Fargo advisors down there on Park Marina Drive. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Bob Dunlop is in the studio. And we're our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. And it's been a while since we have had him on. We're going to catch up. We're going to talk about a lot of events also that are happening on Monday, which is Memorial Day. That people, a lot of times people think it's just a, you know, just a day off, but it's a day of memory. So we'll be right back with Bob, Trish Clark, Carl Bott, KCNR, 1460. I just died in your arms
tonight. Must have been something you said. Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Danuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
Iranian American researcher Soraya Sepahpour Ulrich is a U.S.-based writer and commentator who focuses on the ways powerful interest groups influence American foreign policy. Soraya is a peace activist and a fierce defender of the Constitution. She's interned in Congress and interviewed Ahmadinejad, and she'll join us this week on We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, Linda Bott, with On the Spot with Linda Bott, is on tonight at 6 p.m. celebrating her birthday, which was Tuesday. Hey,
we celebrate our birthday all month. Well, you know, during May.
This one, you know, this one, the 55, is she's celebrating it for a year.
Oh,
her
good.
50th lasted for 2 years. 55 will last a year. You know, 60 could go on for a decade. Anyway, hey, Happy Valley's got a two fun days of family events with their Strawberry Festival, Saturday, May 25th, and a classic car show, Sunday, May 26th. And I tell you what, If you have not been to the Strawberry Festival, they're going to be on tomorrow morning, and they're going to be bringing in strawberries, and just we're just going to just roll around in strawberries, have this stuff all over our face. Bad Bob has to be carted out after Strawberry Festival Day when they come in here. They're going to have a Little Miss Strawberry Pageant, Classic Cars, 4-H Swine Club Breakfast, Pancake Breakfast. Is this? This is small town America.
It's a wonderful event.
It's great.
It's been there for years.
Absolutely,
and it's absolutely
great.
Marvelous.
And it's free admission and free parking, but it costs $7 for the whole day. Our famous and generous servings. It's $7 with free parking, though. And then the Classic Car Show Sunday, vintage cars, trucks, motorcycles, live music, the whole thing. Happy Valley Elementary School on Happy Valley Road and Palm Avenue. Happy, happy, happy. No dogs or smoking on school grounds.
And it's from 10 to 5 or until the strawberries are gone for the strawberries.
Okay.
And I will tell you that you don't want to get there late in the day because they do and have run out of strawberries.
It goes from the Strawberry Festival from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m., but it says strawberries served from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. until they're gone. Isn't that weird? Okay. Well, they're going to be on tomorrow morning for a few minutes, and we'll talk about that. But you know what? That's this weekend. Great time. All right. Bob Dunlap.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
Bob Dunlap, who is our Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and has taken on, I mean, that is a huge job. And, I mean, it's just, and it's getting bigger every day, I think.
I think it is. You're right. We were at the Senior Expo yesterday at the Mount Shasta Mall, and Sharon Clark does a wonderful job of putting that on from Home Helpers, and she orchestrates this huge event. And we have a booth there. Traditionally, we see a lot of folks. I tabulated, I think, 69 folks that actually came by and talked about veterans' benefits. Most of those folks had no idea that they were eligible for some type of help. And I'll tell you, Carl, out of that 69, there was probably 30 of those that were widows that we couldn't reach in any other venue, and they didn't realize there was some help for them. One of them said, no, my husband was in the Merchant Marines. He's not eligible for anything. And I said, oh, I beg to differ with you. He is considered a veteran, and especially during a time of war. And when I told her that, she got a little glassy-eyed, and I told her that there was some possible help for her. And by the end of the conversation, she was in tears, realizing that her country cared enough about her husband's service to provide some help for her. He is a wartime veteran. And it's, you know, that's, you said this job gets bigger and bigger every day. Well, it does, because we reach out to those folks that don't know that they have some help coming, and we let them know that there's a way that they can make ends meet financially, and our job gets bigger. But you know, you can't pay me. It's not about the salary. It's not about the income. It's not about that. It's about helping people and getting their benefits. And the job gets bigger every day. But we're not complaining. This is what we do. You know.
Well, that's just one of the things that, you know, because the more that we can get the wider we can make this, the more we can get out the word. We want you to be extremely busy. Yeah. We want to be able to have people that, and again, these aren't unearned benefits. This isn't something because I've used crack since I was 12 and I'm just getting paid money by the government to feed my habit, yeah, to enable me to continue to suck like a remora off the shark that's swimming through the water. These are earned benefits that our veterans have earned while on active duty, and they rate these. This is not something that's given to them for free. I've earned this. It's just like I paid for it, and now I get this benefit.
Exactly. They wrote that blank check, and that blank check included the amount up into including their life, you know, to in service to their country. And you can't do enough for those folks. And a very nice segue, if you'll let me, into Memorial Day, which is, you were just talking about this weekend, on Monday. That's the celebrated Memorial Day, and there are services and observances all over the county. Shasta Lake City into Redding, there's a couple in Redding and Anderson. Most of them start at 11 o'clock, a couple start at 1 o'clock. And then in the evening on Monday is the Veterans Cemetery, and that's a 5:55 start time. You know, and that's just one day. On Thursday, the actual Memorial Day, the 30th, is the Veterans Grove ceremony. That's 11 o'clock start there too. And you know that part of the...
And that's at the Redding Civic Auditorium grounds.
Civic Auditorium, that's right.
All veterans, family, and friends are invited to attend and lay wreaths in honor of our fallen comrades. Okay. And, so they're gonna have shade too, so for it gets too hot.
It's gonna be it's not gonna be a shady deal, but there'll be some shade out there.
There'll be a shade.
And a free lunch. You know, they say there is no free lunch, but, The A-Team, Sons of Italy, a lot of folks pulled together to provide a free lunch out there afterwards. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful observance. Very, very solemn, very rememberful, if you'll let me, of the sacrifices that our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines have given to our country.
Well, and I want to just encourage the citizens out there to there are many of these available in all the communities. And if you're not taking your kids and your grandkids and going to these ceremonies and remembering and paying, tribute to the memory of all of the people that have served in the armed forces throughout the years, you're not being a very good American, and you just need to do that and educate our kids about what these things are. I can't imagine a Memorial Day without going and partaking in one of these wonderful ceremonies. Yeah.
And that's a good way to end the segment, because without the children, it's not for people like Trish or Bob or me or Bad Bob. It's for our kids and our grandkids. They need to come up through this, because without that, perhaps someday we will forget. And forget and not pay the homage that is required on this day.
You're right, Carl. We need to show them that we honor the sacrifices of those that went before them.
And all the things they have are because of those sacrifices.
Right.
Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 a.m. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making four high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Trish. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite with Mike Huber. Let me tell you, you've heard it, the fire pits. He does magic with granite. You know, your countertops in your kitchen, your bathrooms. He can make fire pits. If you want an outdoor barbecue, Mike Huber, Estate Granite. And he's busy, so you've got to call him and make arrangements for him to be able to come out and take a look at your place, see what he can do, and then get into his schedule. I mean, he does great work. 530-241-7866, Mike Huber and Estate Granite. Okay, our guest is Bob Dunlap. Now, when we talked to Bob yesterday, I had a question about, you know, there's a lot of retired military up here. Or they're on TRICARE. Now, TRICARE is the insurance that the military have either on active duty or retired.
On active duty would be the families of those folks, right. And then retired would be the retirees and families if they sign up for it, right?
At age 65, however, things change.
Magical age of 65, your TRICARE becomes TRICARE for life and operates as a second payer for Medicare. You're automatically enrolled in Medicare.
Part B?
Well, Part A, and Part B, you can choose for your medical care, and you can choose Part D if you want to go that route.
There's D?
If that's prescription.
Covered.
Okay. Now, here's the big thing, is this. People may not know this. I did not know. I mean, I've been getting things from the Social Security Administration for the last 6 months. I did not realize, though, that when I was down there at Beale Air Force Base, rolling around on the floor with them about getting Linda's ID card, they took my ID card. And they said, well, you know what? This expires. I said, it says indefinite. And on the back, my health benefits, there is an expiration date on it.
Right.
And it has to do with me turning 65.
There you go.
And so they have to, you know, you have to change your ID card. He said they should do it automatically, but they probably won't. So you're going to have to come back in here in a couple of months and get a new ID card.
They'll do that for two reasons, though, Carl. Number one reason is if you have an older indefinite ID card that has your Social Security number on there, they need to get those out of the system just to protect your privacy. If that card gets stolen or used by someone else, they could ruin your financial life. But the other reason is that there's a lot of information that's embedded on a code bank on the back of that card. That information includes your eligibility for Medicare benefits. At age 65, all that coding changed to reflect your eligibility. So that's why that magical age of 65, you need to go back and get that ID card replaced.
Okay, so but the point is that since TRICARE, they're not going to take TRICARE for veterans, and the people that were on it at age 65. You have to do something physically though. Right?
That's
you
right.
Have to call them or sign up or do something, right? It's not just, oh, okay, you're covered.
You're automatically enrolled in Medicare, and TRICARE for Life becomes your second period. That'll automatically happen at age 65.
Well, they said A or B though.
Yeah, you have to enroll you're automatically enrolled in TRICARE. Okay. So
right.
B is an option for you. I would recommend that you take B.
What's B?
That is your health care providers. You can go to any other provider. You can hospital, that type of thing. You can refuse that. But then at age 90, if you think, gosh, I better have Medicare, now you're paying a tremendous penalty for not having had that since age 65. And there are folks that come into my office at age 90 and say, you know, I didn't have Medicare Part B for the longest time. Now I want it. And they're looking at $500 a month. So what do I do? Well,
am I having to pay now more?
No, you're still looking
still
at
under this. I mean, I'm paying already, but I mean, I just wonder if it was more. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I need to obviously, as everybody does, sit down with somebody that knows what they're talking about, like you or somebody, a rep from Medicare, and just say, I mean, I hate thinking about this. First of all, Medicare is my parents. It's not me. It's not me.
A magic age of 65.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Jeff with the Patriot Guard Riders. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Well, we're getting ready to do a service this morning for Jack Munns. He's a grandpa of Joshua Munns, and Joshua is a young Marine from graduated Anderson High School, and was a civilian contractor. He was captured over in Iraq and tortured and killed, and so we got a bench honoring him here.
Huge funeral here for him.
Yeah, and so that service is going to be at 12:30 up at IGO, and people are welcome to attend if they want. It's going to be a pretty emotional one. But the reason I called was I just got contact with the people that manage the traveling walls, the Vietnam walls, the walls representing the 58,000+ young men that we lost in that war. And they're looking for a permanent home. They're going to retire one of these walls, and...
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to generate enough energy here and interest that we might be able to encourage them to allow us to be that permanent home here in the Northern California Redding area.
I think this is a great idea that, we have this wall here. Now, where we put it is something we can work out, but I think that, do we know what the cost would be?
Not particularly. I'm waiting for a call back from them to get more information, but I don't think it's going to be very, the wall is free. It's just the maintaining it and so forth. And they want it, you know, honored and put into educational programs and so forth. And, and of course, a patriotic area, which we definitely qualify there.
Oh, yeah.
And I've contacted the county board of supervisors, and they put Leonard Modi on this with, and then the city council is Missy MacArthur. And then I've been invited to talk to Anderson City Council next time they meet. But I want to talk to all the veteran groups and put together a package and see if we can generate enough excitement and interest to.
Hey, Jeff.
For anyone who has not seen that Vietnam Wall, this would be absolutely tremendous, and I can't think of a better home for it
than right
than
here.
Shasta County.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, we have to take a break here. It's a hard break for the news, but we're going to have you on. We want to talk about this. We want to get the people behind it. I don't think that's going to be a problem at all. I know everybody would love to have this happen. So we've just got to figure out where we want to put it and how long it's going to take us to get it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just the preliminary stuff. I just got the word, and I'm just starting to put the word out. So
good.
I thought this Memorial Day, I thought...
is a good way to do it. We got to run, Jeff. Hey,
right.
We'll have you back on again, and we'll be talking about this. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR, 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Obama gives a speech today about counterterrorism strategy.
The president is expected to explain and defend his national security programs in today's speech. One big topic, the terrorism detention facility at Guantanamo Bay, which Press Secretary Jay Carney says the president still wants closed.
Keeping it open is not efficient, it's not effective, and it's not in the interest of our national security.
The president also expected to defend his targeted drone strikes as necessary, legal, and just.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz at the White House. There's a bill in Congress to strip military officers' power to dismiss sexual assault convictions.
This should not be seen as just a woman's issue. It's an issue that should be of concern to every American.
That's Maine Senator Susan Collins. The latest case, an Army sergeant charged with secretly taping female cadets in the shower. Fox News, we report, you decide.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Play.
play Rock and Roll Bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday, June 7th.
Rock and roll.
Be ready for a game full of excitement, music, lights, and fun. Over $7,500 in cash and prizes will go. 20 games, pay $250. Hands-free electronic $25. Pay for $10. So grab your friends and play Rock and Roll Bingo on Friday, June 7th.
Start the weekend right.
Over $5,000 will go. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea. And where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Everything's working except buttons. Carlbot, Trish Clark, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. You know, we're talking about veterans. They have discounts for veterans at the Cypress Square Barbershop, also for seniors. But we're talking seniors and veterans. They've got it for everybody there, unless you're under the age of whatever a senior is. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. That's my place where I get a haircut. That's where Bad Bob goes. That's where Trish would go if she got her haircut down there. Right, Trish?
No, I go to David.
Well, I know, but that doesn't count because you're a girl. And they could cut girls' hairs cut down there, except if you want a little gel on top. They don't do gel, they do butch wax. But anyway, let's go beyond that. Bob Dunlap is our guest. And we're talking VA. We know Jeff Nelson just called in about the traveling wall, the Vietnam Memorial traveling wall. It's like 150 feet long. And where would we want to put that? But we as a community needs to get together on this. And I think we've got the perfect spot for it up here in the Hearts, because what place is more patriotic than up here in Northern California? What a great place we would put it. You know, we could have it, taking care of it's no problem. The fact is that when you drive into, as Trish said, you drive in this county, it says Shasta County honors our veterans. So anyway, okay, is everybody turned on here? Okay, Bob, what's next here? What else do you have on your plate here?
A lot of things happening in the VA. And Carl, last time I was on the program, that seems like only 10 or so years ago, we talked about the morass of getting through the VA system, getting a claim through there. A lot of things have happened, and Congress has become more active in pushing the VA to reduce the backlog. Secretary Shinseki is pushing hard, and we're seeing some improvement. We're seeing that this new process called the fully developed claim, it's a new form that goes to a special team of folks to get worked. We're actually seeing some compensation claims get worked in 45 to 60 days.
Wow, that's a big improvement.
It's a tremendous improvement.
There's still over 900,000 in the system backed up.
And they are moving those out. And what the new drive is to get those claims that are languishing for 2 years or more done quickly. It doesn't matter if they have 8 issues, 10 issues, 20 issues. Those two-year-old claims are going to get worked with a priority. So now we're seeing what they call a tentative or a preliminary rating from the VA, and they'll give the claimant the opportunity to agree or disagree with a rating that the VA panel provides them. So we're seeing some movement on those claims, and that's really getting rid of the backlog.
Okay, now I do know is that I've been approached by Congressman LaMalfa in his office that says they want to know anybody that's having a problem with the VA and getting their claim. They want to know. And you can call the office. You're going to see this officially here in the next few days. But they're going to give you a number to call that will allow – that music is coming across my Yeah, there you go. The, we're still fixing those computers. It'll come, you can call a number through, Congressman LaMalfa's office if you're having a specific problem, and they will then lean into it. So yeah. That's a big help.
They've been very helpful. They provided us the Privacy Act releases that are necessary to allow, Congressman LaMalfa's office to work with them. And they've been very helpful. They've gotten some things moving that have been languishing for months and sometimes years. So I appreciate what he's doing in that office, and he's getting a lot of things going for us.
Well, you know, one of the things I'm sorry, Trish, but one of the things is that they put all this money in for overtime and, you know, into the VA. And I think you've probably read this, too, is that people that are in the VA are saying this isn't going to work because you've got us all working overtime, and yet we're still falling behind because this is not the answer to it. Is just throwing more, you know, having your people work longer because Even if we say, you know, if we handle 4 million claims, we got 4.5 million coming in.
Yeah, the answer is not overtime. The answer is more money for more people. Because if you have someone that's working a very difficult process of calculating benefits and validating their claims, and you know, it requires a lot of concentration to do this right, and they're working their 8 hours, and now you're going to have them work a couple hours more of overtime. Now they're tired and they're making a lot of mistakes, which is not good. We need more people doing that with more training to do that,
and certainly a simplification of the process would help as well. If you talk to the people that work in those offices, there's a lot of repetitive steps that they go through to get where they're going. It seems that it might be appropriate to hire somebody to look at the rules and regulations and try to streamline some of the process.
Very good point. Here's a case in point. Some very simple matter that could be adjudicated by our office. You know, we're accredited by almost every veteran service organization, by the VA. And if a husband says, and I'm just going to use a husband and wife as a typical example, has a claim that's 30% or higher, he can now say, I'd like to have my wife put on there as a dependent and get paid a little bit more. Well, now he has to submit a document showing that he's married and a form from the VA, send that into the VA. This dependency claim is now taking a year, year and a half to get through the system. This is a no-brainer claim. We just have to show that this veteran is now married, no other spouse is involved, and boom, get paid enough. So I'm suggesting to the VA is let your county veteran service officers verify this marriage and send that note to the VA. Done. Okay. It's
exactly.
Less work for them. It's faster for the veteran. It's just a no-brainer.
Okay, we've got to take a break, but the last thing I'd like people to be thinking about as we go into this break is how, and I don't know if you knew this, but I just saw this the other day, is that senior VA officials, right there at the top, we're not going to be paid bonuses this year because the backup had even grown under their wise leadership. I didn't understand was that government workers getting bonuses. First of all, I didn't realize you could do that. But for the VA, and the only thing they've done is get further and further and further in the hole, but yet they were still getting bonuses last year. Can you believe this? I mean, did you know about this?
Well, it's all about their contract.
You know what?
But government employees getting bonuses?
Yeah.
If for doing a worse job, for putting the VA in a worse position, they get a bonus for that?
Well, they don't get a bonus for that, but I'm not supporting anybody.
No,
Carl.
I know you're not.
All I'm
Bob,
saying is
I know you're...
when they signed up to do the job, their contract probably said at the end of this year, you'll get a bonus. At the end of this year, it may not be performance related.
Well, obviously it's not because we've gotten even more in the hole but this year, they didn't get bonuses. What they should have gotten was hung out to dry. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Our guest is Bob Dunlap from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, and he's got like five other things we've got to run through here quick. We'll be right back after these messages.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else in, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Redding. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine, matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape tape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
Friday through Monday, it's the big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Redding Convention Center. Save on hundreds of new and quality pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Hundreds of vehicles priced to sell, many of them still with their factory warranty. Bankers on site ready to finance. Incredible trade-in value. This is the car and truck savings event you can't miss. The big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Redding Convention Center. Friday through Monday.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. Trish Clark is always here on Thursday. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning,
you know,
Carl.
You're so bright and cheery.
I just love Thursdays. This is just the best thing. And we've got a great guest this morning. I love talking about veterans issues and all the things that are available. And Bob Dunlap is here with us this morning. And so enjoy having him update us on veterans' ideas.
Yeah, and this segment's brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership right here in Redding. Not only do they have a great selection of new cars, trucks, and SUVs, but also previously owned. Their service department is second to none, located on 555 Cypress Avenue, or give them a call at 530-223-2177, Redding Crown Motors. Okay, what's next, Bob? You've got, you know, I see three or four things here.
We were just talking about how difficult the VA system was, and in order for us to work with that very difficult system, we have to be on top of our game. And the opportunity has come to us to be to go to a conference in Reno. And this is a national conference for county veteran service officers. And it provides accreditation and continuing education for us to be on top of our game. This conference is usually held back east or in the deep south or somewhere thousands of miles away, but it's in Reno this year and it'll be in the first week in June. So what we're going to do in our office is I'm going to have the whole staff, the veteran service reps and myself, we're all going to go to Reno for our continuing education and to become reaccredited with the national organization.
This isn't going to be like a week-long thing.
It's going to be Monday through Friday of that first week.
So
in
you're
June.
Shutting down the Veterans Service Office?
The door will be open, but folks will be able to only...
And nobody's going to be home, huh?
The folks will only be able to get administrative things done, ID cards and copies of things, because our clerical staff will still be there.
Why can't you issue ID cards?
We do issue ID cards.
I mean, like military retired ID cards?
Because we're a county office, and we're not a federal office.
And you're not hooked into it that way.
That's correct. But okay. We do issue ID cards. Right. As a matter of fact, yesterday my count was 1,392 that we've issued in Shasta County so far. And those ID cards are not a photo ID. They just identify the veteran as having served honorably in the armed forces from this date to this date. And with that ID card, they can go to 150 businesses and get discounts for services and supplies. So, yeah, we do issue ID cards.
That's great. Okay, that's right.
And so this is the first week in June, and just to let the veterans know that if they have something where they're going to need one of beyond the clerical staff, they need to come before that week or after that
week. That's right. If they need some help to come in next week or then wait until after that first week in June, we'll be there to help them.
Okay. Well, that's good. Right. Everybody needs education. Okay, what else we have going? Everybody needs to get smarter. You know, let me just vent here for a second at the VA. It just doesn't get any better. Yes, there are some programs that seem to be waiting, working, but this has been going on for years. Yeah, okay, it started with Bush, but President Obama, Commander in Chief, what's he been doing for 4 years?
Nothing good for the military that is in evidence.
You know, the only thing that he has done is degraded readiness. And then here we go into this where only thing it takes is, a clear thought out plan. I mean, people are still getting bonuses for doing bad work up until last year. And somebody should know about that. But again, we're fighting a battle down at this lower level with the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, and you guys are just battling it out over there. And I've heard nothing but great things. So what other kind of good things are coming down the pike, or what are some of the things that the veterans will like?
Well, in the month of October, we're going to take in our first residents at the Northern California Veterans Home.
Woo! Woo!
Right?
Woo!
And that, we have been waiting years to do that. We broke ground in May of 2010 for this, and it's been up and ready to have folks in there for the last year.
That's incredible.
It would have been, and we could have had people in there a year ago if it hadn't been for the Democrats.
So, we're going to have a ribbon
cutting.
Hey,
Democrats don't like it, but that's true.
That's that. Hey, you want to control it, you got to take credit for what you've done and blame for what you've not done.
But now we're ready. So I know I should get past that.
October.
We are ready.
Okay, we should be ready. And that's going to be in October. We're going to get our first residence
in October. But the ribbon cutting ceremony, the grand opening, is probably going to be in the last week in September.
Super.
And of course, we're going to invite the governor and the staff and those folks to come and take part in our ribbon cutting ceremony. And so we are leaning forward to make that happen and do it right, just like we did with the groundbreaking ceremony a few years ago. So that's a good thing. That's
and
good
you,
for
and
our
we have to be nice when they come up here and not yell at them.
Gosh, maybe we can get the governor on the show. Mm-hmm. Hey, Governor Brown, talk to us about it.
Let's do that on a Thursday
Frankly, Governor Brown, Governor Brown is, I'm looking at him as the last conservative Democrat in Sacramento. So it's going to be up to him.
I'm telling
to do
you,
things.
We are in sad shape when we can look at Governor Brown and say he's the most conservative Democrat in the state. We are in big trouble.
Well, anyway, but we do have, thanks to Governor Brown and the Democrats, okay, yahoo, finally, we're getting the home open. What's the criteria for getting into the home, Bob? I mean, is that a good question, or is that something that you're not really, it's not fair to ask you?
Not my area of expertise.
Okay.
However,
it can be nationwide, though.
Obviously, no. California residents.
California residents.
This is a California veterans home.
Yes.
All right. And, Social Security eligible or severely disabled. Income is usually a factor. They'll take 55% of your income as rent for staying there.
Okay.
Right now they're going through the accreditation and validation process. I'll tell you that.
Okay.
Going back to what we talked about earlier with this being a great place for veterans.
Yes.
So many folks have stepped forward and say, hey, we want to help get our veterans in there. We want to help with lap quilts, with Afghans, with throws, and these organizations.
The room down there putting in TVs and all that. We have to take a break though now. But you're right. Everybody does want to help. And then you've got Senator Maurice Johannesson, who is going great guns on this. I think he's building a complex across the street from it. Plus the words is that the new VA clinic could be out there.
Could be. Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands of square feet. Hey. Okay, we'll be right back. We have people on the phone. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, our guest, Bob Dunlap from Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM. We're On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Ensemble Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the spot, Thursday, 6 p.m., right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every first Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all and prize drawing. Walk away a winner. For entry fee and details, log on to WinRiver.com. It's better on the river.
Cool off and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Don't miss our paper-only session every first Tuesday of the month at 6 p.m. 12 regular games pay $400, $25 for two books. Additional books are only $5. Plus, 10 lucky winners will be selected to play the Mystery Treasure Chest game for a mystery prize. So grab your friends and play paper-only bingo. Over 5,000 will go. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
It's better on the river.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman. On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational. We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly. Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back. Our last segment.
Well, I won't back
brought
down.
To you by Shasta Gas Propane. No, competitive prices, senior and veterans down. Discounts. Family owned, family operated. 530-365-3793. Is Shasta Gas Propane, our friends. And our guest today, of course, is Bob Dunlap. And then Trish Clark is with me in our last segment here. And we've got Dr. Dave on the phone. Dr. Dave. Good morning.
Hi, Carl.
Hello. You got something?
California's diesel particulate rules are a veterans issue. The Army and Marine Corps trains thousands of young guys to, operate tanks and Bradleys and other trucks and be diesel mechanics. And they should be able to come back to, California and buy a bulldozer or dump truck or asphalt paving machine or well drilling rigs. But they can't. They should be able to buy a used one and do the maintenance on it and build a business, hire some people and get solidly into the middle class. But they can't because of these diesel regs that are going to require replacement of all of our old trucks. So those young vets are going to have to go elsewhere. So we're losing the middle class.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't think a lot of people knew that. Did you know that, Bob?
I did know that those diesel trucks would have to be retrofitted with new engines or replace the truck. Yes, I did.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, they're going to have to be sold. They're going to have to be sold in Nevada. Or
some other place, yeah. Okay, Dave.
Bye.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry, Dave. We've got to run right here. We only got a couple minutes left. And okay, Bob, what's the last thing here?
I just want to end on a high note, really. And we talked originally about the Senior Expo yesterday that we were part of. And a lot of folks came to me and said, you know, I was dealing with so-and-so trying to get my VA benefits, and you know, things aren't working out good. But, you know, our office is always there, and there's no charge for our services. We're all accredited by the VA to help them. If somebody else is out there helping with their VA benefits, you know, more power to them. That's great. As long as they get good, competent help, we're not territorial about it. We don't have a lock on this business, but, you know, we're always going to be there. And if somebody else is competent and can provide help for their difficult process of getting their claim, we're all for it. But it was a very successful event yesterday, and I'll tell you, we just can't reach enough people to let them know that there might be some help for them, and they've earned that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, and that's why we try to push and continue to push the benefits for our veterans.
So how do the veterans, if they have an issue, how do they get a hold of you?
Very easy, actually. We're at 1855 Shasta Street. It's the old library building, but on the north side, and we're open 8 to 4 Monday through Friday. We do close for lunch, and they can. We have a website that's actually in construction here now, which will answer a lot of the questions on online. So again, a reminder, we're going to be closed for claims business on the first week of June to go out and get smarter about helping our veterans.
Great. Hey, Bob, thank you so much for being here today and sharing with us, because it's not, of course, not the last time we have you on a regular basis. Tomorrow we have on the Strawberry Festival. We also have on Holiday Harbor, talking about houseboats, but mainly talking about Lake Shasta and all the things that are going on at Lake Shasta. These are great people out there. And I want to thank Trish Clark for being here today.
And I want to see everybody out at the Memorial Day services on Monday and Thursday of next week, and expect to see all of you out there. Come up and say hi.
That's right. And don't forget, Linda is on the spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Hey, baby. Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. You can't have it both ways. That's what the head of a House committee is saying about the IRS official who took the fifth yesterday at a hearing on the targeting of conservative groups. She may be recalled. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Before invoking Fifth Amendment rights and refusing to answer questions, IRS official Lois Lerner made an opening statement.
I have not done anything wrong.
By saying that, House Oversight Committee Chairman Republican Daryl Issa has concluded Lerner's Fifth Amendment assertion is no longer valid, and she remains under subpoena and can be recalled to testify. Committee Democrats argue Lerner was within her rights and acted on advice of her counsel. Lisa.
Jared, thanks. A counterterrorism speech from President Obama 2 hours from now, expected to defend his policies, including drone strikes, and reiterate his call for closing Guantanamo. A new round of stormy weather mounting more challenges for Moore, Oklahoma, where the daunting tornado